Praise about the panoramas we see from the little train of La Mure haven't stopped since its construction, as you will see for yourself. The train winds its way along the steep slopes of the Drac Valley. Its tunnels cross the mountain. Its viaducts span the void as if nothing could stop it. Impressive constructions stand among the 143 structures. We can mention the superimposed viaducts of Lula, the viaduct of Vaux Ravine with its great curve, and beyond our route, the viaduct of Roisonne. Its unique and immense arch smoothly straddles the waters of the Roisonne, 110 metres below. This viaduct was considered one of the most daring in Europe, and the little train of La Mure becomes a world-famous attraction. At the end of the 19th century, the Matazin peasants were joined in the mines by Italian workers, followed by Spaniards. During the First World War, the mines supported the wartime efforts thanks to Northern and Belgian refugees and German and Bulgarian prisoners. Many sent home postcards depicting bridges and train landscapes. Some of these photos were taken by prestigious photographers, such as the Nerdine brothers and Léon Gaumont. A pioneer of cinema, Gaumont even came to shoot a movie in the Vallon des Mottes, which was screened throughout France. Its fame, already significant, becomes considerable. The train is not just a technical feat, it's also an inspiration for painters and photographers, novelists and poets. Amongst them is Joris Karl Huysman, the famous author of Among the Grain, but also his friend Léon Blois, novelist and essayist, who wrote, "I will never see anything more beautiful than this abyss at the bottom of which the Drac is crawling. It is a magnificent splendour." Let us leave the final words to a local child turned poet, Augustin Gautier. "But against your challenges, O untamed nature, the great human genius rises, daring, on the abyss as an immense arc is thrown so high that it seems to taunt both the abyss and the heavens."